Christ. The Christian life is the dominant authority in the universe. Acts 2:36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Both Lord and Christ. Romans, the 8th chapter. Now, I'm telling you, any student of the Word will make sure that they find a piece of paper and write these scriptures down, because we believe in the exhortation of Scripture. We believe that it's very important, because I have learned in my years of being involved in life and in church and in learning that the best way you can learn is not just listen, but write down notes. So I want to encourage you, if you're serious about learning the ways of God. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Paul said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Holy Spirit of God, will you take this word, and will you cause it to live in our hearts, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. And amen. As we're living in a society today that is not getting any better, as we realize the culture we're living in, they have taken God out of everything. And let me submit to you, the reason our schools are attacked right now is because they took Bible reading and prayer out of schools. I remember when I was growing up as a young'un, every day we had Bible reading in public schools, and we had prayer, and we done the salute to the flag. In our society today, we are discovering that it's going back to the time when Paul was here on earth, when the believers were like the Greeks and the Romans. They were infiltrating the whole realm with humanism and man's doing their own thing and going their own way and celebrating all kinds of sexual immorality. I have a conviction in my heart that it's time the Church of Jesus Christ becomes what she was intended to be over 2,000 years ago in this earth. Men and women that are totally possessed with God's love and God's life. Let me you in on something. We have no right to complain about anything until we come to the place of being who we are in Christ Jesus. Because those that call themselves Christians today are not worthy. Help me, Jesus. Thoughts come to me when I'm preaching here, and it's just, do you really want me to say that? Not worthy to carry the name because of the lifestyle we live. as so-called Christians. Everybody take a deep breath. And one more time, a deep breath. I believe we need to come face to face with the reality of who we are, who we say we are. And so, for a healthy family, for a healthy church, for a healthy culture, and that means someone that is whole, someone that, and I shared with you last week, holiness is wholeness. To be really healthy, you have to walk in true holiness. Amen. Because God made a way for us, and it's very important. For a healthy family, for a family to be healthy, for a community to be healthy, for a church to be healthy, it is only living out the life of God here on earth. That is the way you become healthy. It's amazing how the professions are looking at that. Businesses, even the medical profession is realizing this and that it must be ministered out. Hey, I had a good time praying for your grandma, my dear brother, Justin, here just yesterday. Your mother was there too. And I tell you what, Sister Capuccio, 4 years ago, she was declared stage 4 cancer. And she was told back then, and we were going there, it was exciting. She was told back then that she had 6 to 9 months to live. And now she's living 4 years. Entering her fifth year, still living. Man. That was, I had revival in that room there. The doctors were in there too. And they realized there's something different about this woman. So we need to keep on praying for one another. It's very important. And so, to be a healthy person, the only way we can be healthy is living out of the life of Christ. It's really simple, but we make it so hard. And that is my passion, my extreme passion as a pastor. I want to build, in Jesus' name, a church that is totally possessed with Jesus and totally possessed with the need of the Holy Spirit 24/7 in their lives. Why not? We have it. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. I'm not living. So why do you allow? Man, let's not go there right now. But Christ, not I. Everybody say, not I. Not I. Not I. And let me tell you, inside of every sin, and every inside of you're committing sin is because of I. Every time you have pride, in the middle of pride is the big I. That's why we need to humble ourselves constantly. But Christ liveth in me. Let's say it together. Christ liveth in me. Hey, let's make sure it gets down deep in our inner core. Let's say it one more time. Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live, I don't live by Mel Weaver anymore. I live by the faith of who? Who did what? He gave himself for me. Holy Ghost, will you make that real to every one of us here today? I mean, if that truth alone gets into your knower, it will change everything about you. I love that. So, the Christian life is the dominant authority in the universe. Proverbs 15:31 and 33 goes this way. The ear that listens to the proof and that leads to or gives life, reproof. The ear that listens to the reproof of life will remain among the wise. He who refuses or ignores instruction and correction despises himself. But he who heeds reproof or listens to correction gets understanding. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord brings instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor. Very interesting. The Message Bible puts it this way. Listen to good advice if you want to live well. An honored guest among wise men and women you will be. But, he said in Proverbs 13 and 18, refuse discipline and end up homeless. Embrace correction, and you will live an honored life. That is amazing. So we are responsible to understand that we need to be admonished, and we need to allow the Holy Spirit of God to bring correction in our lives. I mean, thank God when God starts working on us that we don't run away from Him. Correction, the Bible tells us, it's good. Who the Lord loveth, what? He chastens. He corrects. And let me submit to you, the majority of the time God begins to bring correction in our life, we want to run from it. Why? I have a firm conviction that you will not go any place with God if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to correct your life and bring your character back in line. Bonnie just said that about this one. They're assistant pastor. 3 years, God needed to deal with something in his life. God is more interested in you being perfected than you are. He will go to the nth degree to bring things across your life to help you to adjust your character. And I have a conviction that some of the things that we bring on are because of our stupidity. Okay? There's no grace for that. Let me explain that if I can. There is no grace. I shouldn't say no grace because God does have long suffering. All right. And let me just back up a little bit and say it this way. Some of the things that you go through are uncontrollable, and you wonder where God is because, hear the Spirit, because you have not obeyed Him. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Because we do not obey Him, He withdraws, oh my God, His presence from us. Says, okay, you need to learn a few things yet. But in the appointed time, I will show up. When you, each one of us, comes to the end of ourself. Now, I wasn't planning on sharing this morning, but I just got to follow what the Holy Spirit is saying here today to help us. Now, there is other things that happen to us because of us radically obeying God. And when we obey God and not fear men or circumstances or people, there's a supernatural anointing of God upon our lives. Yeah. And so we need to understand how God is dealing. And we need to be mature sons of God. I look at us sitting here today, the hundreds and hundreds of years of serving the Lord is in this house. All of us, even those new ones, because in the last days He's going to speed up the harvest, and those that come to God are going to radically have revelation and understanding and get to know us, and they might even bypass us. Amen. I hope they do. I'm sharing my heart. I'm sharing the heart of God with you because He's been sharing that with me. And I want you all to know He hasn't been letting me go. And I am so thankful for how He is using people and circumstances and situations to say, oh, there is a place. You're a little bit out of character here. You need to humble yourself. I believe it's high time that we understand that what God is doing in these days, He's raising up a people that will be His people, that will be the true people of God in the earth today to counteract the crazy culture we're living in. We can do it through His help. So, we got to change our mindset. We got to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. As we're going there, I'm going back in the archives of the church here and just finding powerful things. At one time we had this place packed out with 500 people. Okay. Do any of you know Pete Schaub? He was over the children's ministry back 40 years ago, and he's down in Lancaster, and now he's still teaching and sharing. And he was an auctioneer, and he ran our children's ministry here at the church, and we had 500 people. So I'm getting in contact with him again, and just to celebrate what God's doing, because God's doing so much. And so I am, as a pastor, realizing, as I reflect on what God has so beautifully been doing here in this house, and we have here in this facilities and on in this campus some miraculous property and things that God has for the now for us. Hallelujah. And that excites me as we're going to get the deacons squared away here, and we're going to be moving ahead with the new constitution and bylaws. That excites me to see what God is going to be doing now for us. And we're responsible for the now. How many can say amen? We dare not cry over spilled milk, things that happened in the past, but we are responsible for right now, and we want to serve our generation well. One of the greatest encouragement is this young lady sitting in front when we were talking about raising up a new generation of world changers. And Flo said, I'm that part. And though I'm 80, I'm going to show what this new generation is all about. Give the Lord a hand for Flo. I said, go for it, Flo. So I've been looking at Grace Chapel is a school of learning, a school of Christian living for everyone from a child to the adult. And so by advancing through that understanding, relationships are so important. I'm excited about how God is putting together relationships here at Grace Chapel. For the new ones coming on and the old ones, whatever it may be, we are laborers together in the vineyard of the Lord. How many can say amen? As Bonnie was saying, all hands on deck. That's where it's at. Everyone can help with new people, being mentors and helping and encouraging, calling up people. That's so important. The first essential thing is 1 John 1:7. The shed blood of Jesus purifies us from every one of our sins. I like that. What does 1 John tell us? 1 John 1:7. Let's read it together. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from some sins. All sins. Brother Ben, I appreciate you preaching, and Brother Justin here when I was gone. I thank you, brothers. They did a good job. Amen. Give them a hand. What they have done. And God bless them both. But Brother Ben, you were teaching on unity and the importance of unity. But just look at this one verse. If. It's a big if. So the question is, if what? If we walk in the light. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, I don't know about you. I lived in darkness long enough. Not only the darkness of the world, but the darkness of misunderstanding, the darkness of our revelation. We haven't seen, we haven't allowed God because we haven't been in the Word effectively. We haven't been desiring Him the way we should. But I guarantee you, when you put yourself in the Word and you put yourself around and you cannot stay away from church when we have opportunity to learn and to grow together, I want to thank you for what you're doing on Tuesday nights, coming together for corporate prayer. God bless you. I want to see all the house of the Lord come together because I believe there's an urgency in the Spirit of God that we seek the Lord together. And when we do, the revelation that is coming, it is amazing. Every Tuesday night is different. And that's okay. But God said, seek my face, call upon me. And that's what we're trying to do. But if we walk in the light, walk in the light. Everybody say, walk in the light. That is going to the gym, going out into the grocery store, sitting down with people, president of my association and the ones that run that association on part. I had a ball here on Saturday. I'm just enjoying. I tell you what, when you turn yourself over to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, everywhere you go, it's amazing. Opportunities that God just opens up and you just step into them. You don't have to push your way into them. But they just talk, like Justin was saying. They ask questions, and they're hungry. People are hungry all around you. But share what God's doing. If you walk in the light, as. Everybody say as. As He is in the light. Oh, really? Yes. Jesus. Walk as Jesus. How many know we can only do it through the power of the Holy Spirit? I can't do it. This morning, let me tell you, and I want you to understand one thing. God is getting very practical with this old boy here. And I have the best wife anybody could have. And here in July, we're going to be married 50 years. Personally, for me, she's... It's growing sweeter as the days go by. June. Oh, it's June. See, I need her. Help me, Jesus. But anyway. Jesus, help me, man. And yet, I am so thankful that sometimes we would go round and round, but we're at the place now, hey, it doesn't pay. You let each other express yourself, and that's okay. I think she has to know what I'm, or she, you know. I'm the greater fault at that, and I apologize to you, my dear wife, publicly here today, because, you know, I want to take ownership for that. But I want to, look at this morning. I went into my closet this morning, and here this thing was sitting, you know. All this was ironed and beautiful. And she didn't even tell me that tomorrow morning you're gonna have this to wear. I went in the closet, and she was speaking to me. She said, "Put this on." I said, "Yes, ma'am." I love it. We get to know. It's amazing how practical God is. And that's so important. But he purifies. Okay, up again. I just want to finish this scripture verse here. Walk. The walk. We have to walk it out on our day-to-day. Jesus moved into the community. He walked it out. We need to walk out this light. This as he did. We have fellowship. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship. Oh, I tell you what. When you have a challenge and your life is clean. And I tell you what. When we all need more light. And so we have fellowship one with another. Fellowship. True koinonia. It's Jesus. True fellowship. Let me go there with you. True fellowship with one another is fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, help us today to realize with the help of the Holy Spirit, when we make sure that we are walking in the light and we are doing and we allow people to encourage us. God help me here. I want to encourage all of your families in that when you can come to the place and you need to have a good communication. If there's anything that is not right in my life, speak into my. You say, "Pastor, no." Well, those that we live with the most are the ones that know us the best. Do we really want to walk in the light? And you know something? In Jesus' name, church hopping is over. I had to grieve for a lot of people down through the years. We were going deep and their lives were changing good. And we could have went far, but they couldn't handle it. And we released a lot of good. I'm not saying all of them were this way, because I believe God does take people away, transplants them, you know. But there's a right way of doing it, and there's a wrong way. There is nothing more beautiful when a person can come to me and say, "Pastor, I feel I maybe need to leave." And, hey, I am through playing the Holy Spirit in people's lives. Back here about a year or so ago, I put you all under the covering of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm responsible for you, and I'll do my best to teach you right. There is nothing more beautiful when God is working with a person to go somewhere else. Maybe someone else can teach. I remember, I can't believe it, Hershey Free Church, Dave Martin, he was pastoring. And there was a lot of people filled with the Spirit in the Hershey Free Church. And there was a couple that came over and said, "Dave Martin sent us over here to Grace Chapel because he felt that they would be able to be a part of this better than Hershey Free." That's wisdom. We have this kind of leadership around the area. And we believe that is so important. But there's nothing more beautiful for a person to come and say, "Pastor, I feel the Lord is leading me on. Will you pray with me about it?" And we'll try to help you discern, but we will not tell you what you should do or what you should not to do. We want to help you to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and we want to bless you whenever you go. Amen? And that's what happens. And that's the way we should help ourselves. So, again, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from what? All sin. I'm having a new revelation here this morning with you. In walking in the light, having a desire in our hearts to walk in the light as He, not only just to read God's Word, but as He is in the light. So that's a learning, that's an understanding. We have fellowship one with another, and I see a new fellowship because God's design is for total fellowship to be united with God Almighty in heaven for every human being on the earth. And this is why we're celebrating Easter time. I have my message. Oh, I'll tell you what. There's so much in this here. The blood of Jesus. Fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus cleanses. In our fellowship, I'm putting value on getting together. I'm putting a value on giving ourselves one to another here today. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal that to you where you need to have that understanding. In the true fellowship we have with Jesus, because that's where it all starts, loving Him, as Justin was saying, I tell you what, I am just excited about Jesus. It's just amazing. I'm in a new journey with my Jesus. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit that He sent to guide me and to help me in whatever I am. You don't have to have any fear or intimidation or try to prove anything in that true relationship with Jesus Christ. Amazing how quickly we are to prove ourselves and justify ourselves. I'm seeing something here this morning. The Bible even tells us in Hebrews, you need to do more as you see the day approaching, get together, not less. But I'm seeing something here just with this 1 John 1:7. The Lord has really been telling me we need exegesis. That's the theological way of doing it. Exegesis something. It means you go dig it into it. Why do they call it exegesis? I got to go ask that to the theologians, you know. But the exegesis, you go into the meaning of that. The blood in our fellowship. I want to get more with people. I want to stay more connected, you know. Wow, connected, you know. Wow, connected. Amen. Because what? Brother Larry, we are being cleansed. I like that. We are being cleansed, according to that scripture, from all sin. How many can say amen? So Lord, will you just make that real to our hearts here today? That's the first step. We need to understand that Jesus died on the cross to destroy our sin nature. We need to understand when He was resurrected, we were resurrected. We need to understand that God's greatest desire for us is to come to know Him and enter into continuous fellowship with Him. We need to have a better understanding of His Word in its entirety. Better we know and understand Him, the closer is our fellowship with Him. It's very interesting. Punch up Psalms 40 and verse 8, if you would please, Ben, there. Look at this here, what David, the man that was titled after God's own heart, David said in Psalms 40 and verse 8. Let's read it together. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Another translation says, written upon my heart. I delight. Ah, our lives must show that Christ really lives in us. And really, it's not as I will, Jesus said, but as thy will. So, God's taken us somewhere, my dear brothers and sisters, and the litmus test of a healthy family is found in Galatians 5, 13 through 17. I won't read it, but the litmus test. If you want to be a healthy person, want to be a healthy family, the fruits of the Spirit should be manifested in your life. And the nitty-gritty of everything is the law of love that we need. Let the Spirit of God be the dominant influence in your daily walk. And you will see that it will defeat every works of the flesh, every carnality, influence. Let me go there just with you for a moment. What are you allowing to influence your life? What do you meditate on? What do you read? What do you watch on television? Whatever influences you the most will control you. We need to, every one of us here today, we need to take personal responsibility. We can't blame it on anybody else anymore. And we're here to help one another. Isn't that beautiful? And when we do, it is amazing. Remember, the authority of the Christ life possesses and defeats every dominance of the flesh and the world in our lives. The Spirit finds expression in love and joy and peace and endurance and kindness and goodness and faith and gentleness and self-control. If I could just climax this today. Lord, thank you for where you're going with us today. I'm just amazed. You're working so much in all our hearts. Some basic aspects of the kingdom lifestyle. I don't have time. I just want to give you the thought as we leave here. Number one, the kingdom lifestyle is number one, to be in full submission to God in contrast to partial obedience. Full submission. Number two, you can write this down. Kingdom lifestyle is the basics of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven lifestyle. It's number one, be in full submission to God 24/7. You say, Pastor, that's impossible. Every decision we make, we can either say yes or no. You control that. No demon in hell can control that. You control the decisions, what you think and what you say you're going to do. Love, number two, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Number three, be full of the Holy Spirit. That's what our founding father here is saying. Be filled, oh Lord, I pray, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And number four, be full of faith and trust in God. Contrast to constantly dealing with doubts and fears and discouragement. How many can say amen? I have to deal with that every day. But I'm going to be full of the faith. And maintain, number five, maintain an intimate communion with God in contrast of living in the flesh. How many can say amen? So, Lord, I want to thank you this morning for this beautiful people that are here. I want to thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that as we are journeying on this journey, I want to praise you for what you are doing in the earth today, through your power, through your grace, through your love, through your anointing. Thank you for sealing this on my heart. Just put your hand on your heart. Say, Lord, just seal these truths in my heart. In Jesus' name. Work it into our character, into our very nature, because that's who we are. I am in Christ today. In Jesus' name. Now, I believe with every challenge that the Holy Spirit gives us, we need to make a declaration. Brother Ben, are you on Rosemary to go? I have decided to follow Jesus. Want Rosemary to go up, or are you going to go up? You're back there. Okay. Rosemary, would you come up to the piano, please? I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. And if that's your desire, I just want you to stand here in closing. And let's sing this song. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you, Holy Spirit, today. To follow Jesus, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me. The world's behind me. No turning back. No turning. So we're going to sing. Glory, glory, and hallelujah. Sing glory, glory. Sing glory, glory, and hallelujah. No turning back, no turning back. We mean it this morning, and so we're so thankful that your Holy Spirit is with us. And all God's people said amen. Now, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? No condemnation. If you need special help, please let us know. There may be some that just wants to come hang out at the altar a little bit. You're welcome to do so. Do you need prayer for a particular issue in your life? Please come to the altar here as we dismiss. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you. May the Lord give you peace. And I place the name of God on you. Go in the name of the Lord. God bless you.